Today is March 14th, 2024. It's not the Oscars, not yet the Ides of March or St. Patrick's Day. A little too early for spring equinox or Palm Sunday. It's just an ordinary day. Or is it?
We all fall down, we get banged up, but the stars show how love heals us. Don't you look back, lift your head up, shake the dust off, tell me what love's made of. I can't hear you, I can't hear you. It's a brand new day. 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 When the rain falls, when the ground shakes, when the wind blows, when your heart breaks, and the sorrow, and the laughter, and the starlight. Is a secret through the thunder. There's a storm, but you're not going under.
Today is March 14th, 2024. It's just an ordinary day for most of us. If you're listening early, you have no idea what this day holds. If you are listening at the end of today, or in one of the days ahead, God willing, you might look back on today and take a quick inventory of all the moments that happened this day, whether good or bad, and surrender them to God with the trust and assurance that whatever happened on March 14th, 2024, God will already be working to redeem every second of this day for His good and His glory. Psalm 118 declares, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Here's one of my favorite things about today that gives me hope. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O God." Lamentations chapter 3. It's a brand new day, as Ellie Holcomb just sang off her 2021 album, Canyon. Canyon is one of my favorite albums of all time. I encourage you to give it a listen. Today is March 14th, 2024. For most of us, just an ordinary day. Unless it's a birthday or an anniversary, or this day carries deep personal remembrance of loss. My Thompson High School friend Tony Sills celebrates his 65th birthday today. And one of my favorite friends from Warner Robins, Jim Beard, turns 57. So happy birthday, Tony. Happy birthday, Jim. Today is also National Pie Day. Pie, as in mathematics, not meringue. It's National Write Down Your Story Day. That one I like. It's Children's Craft Day. It's Learn About Butterflies Day. And it's Potato Chip Day. My personal favorite is Golden Flake. It's just an ordinary day. Or is it? Do you know how many March 14ths you've lived? Do you know what happened on all the March 14ths in your lifetime? From sunrise to sunset, do you know how long today is? It's 11 hours 55 minutes in central Alabama. By now, if you're still listening, you may be wondering, where are you going with this? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because what you can do today, you can do for the other 364, 365 days as well. Take a day, any ordinary day, and go on a treasure hunt into the back pages of your history. You might just be reminded how extraordinary an ordinary day can be. I did just that. My research for today's podcast stirred a lot of memories, brought a lot of smiles. I had no idea what I would discover when I decided to look back over the last 64 March 14ths. Now, I wish I knew what happened on every single one of them, but the first March 14th I know for sure was 1982. It was Youth Sunday at Maplesville Baptist Church in Maplesville, Alabama, and James Smith preached the Sunday morning sermon. That may have been the shortest sermon in the history of that church, but I recall James doing a great job. 1983 was the first March 14th of married life. 1985, this was my first March 14th in Fort Worth, Texas. 1987, our first child was 3 months old. And if every baby who was ever born spent exactly 9 months in the womb, that means that this day in 1986 was Daniel's conception day, which makes today his real life day. 1988, the youth group of First Baptist Church, Warner Robins, Georgia, went out on a Monday night youth visitation. And while we were going out inviting teenagers to come to church, a basketball phenom named Steph Curry was being born. 1990, Warner Robins teens came to JAM, stood for Jesus and Me, and we talked about love, sex, and dating. 1993, it was Sunday, and the youth group of First Baptist Church, Abilene, Texas, were leading worship at a local nursing home that afternoon. 1994 and 1995, we were snow skiing in Santa Fe, New Mexico with the Abilene Youth Group. 1996, we were cleaning our home in Abilene and preparing to move to the mile-high town of Fort Davis, Texas, located in the Davis Mountains. 1997, I spent the afternoon hiking the trail at Fort Davis National Historic Site, visited the adobe home of renowned Western artist Bill Chappell, and took our family to the star party that evening at McDonald Observatory. 1998, our family was on spring break, and we went on the Copper Queen Mine Tour in Bisbee, Arizona. 1999, I preached on Joshua chapter 10, when God shows up, in reference to the day that the sun stood still in the sky to allow Joshua and the Israelites to defeat five armies that had ganged up against them. March 14th, today. It's just an ordinary day, right? The year 2000, we survived Y2K. The Barge family was on spring break again, this time exploring Touzigout National Monument, and then we drove to the Grand Canyon that afternoon. 2001, spring break, White Sand National Monument, and dinner at La Posta de Mesilla in Mesilla, New Mexico. 2002, the Barge family hiked Bear Canyon to Seven Falls Trail in Tucson, Arizona. I'm sure we saw lots of saguaro cactus that day. 2003, we watched the University of Arizona play a baseball game and ate at Garcia's, which was located in the El Paso Train Depot in Tucson, Arizona. 2005, I mailed 343 brochures and bookmarks to churches in Arizona and Texas. 2006, My son Daniel and I went on a shopping trip to Midland, Texas. We ate at Abuelo's, and we came back through Monahans, Texas, to pick up the Fort Davis Dispatch because I would be delivering that paper overnight. 2007. Hiked 8 miles on the Cochise Stronghold Trail in the Dragoon Mountains. I saw a ringtail that day, and I preached about Judas for the final night of revival at Dragoon Baptist Church, and there were 6 people in attendance. 2008. Went to an opening at the Greasewood Gallery at the Hotel Pasano in Marfa, Texas, and had dinner with Lon Taylor, a historian from the Smithsonian who was instrumental in the restoration of the Star-Spangled Banner. Just an ordinary day. 2010. Had revival at Emmanuel Baptist Church in Fort Stockton, Texas. 2011. I worked construction all day. In 2013, I wrote these words in my journal. Thank you for the promise of Isaiah 28:16 from the Message, a trusting life won't topple. 2014, I walked at the park and I learned to dance the mambo at 301 Dance Club in Montgomery, Alabama. 2015, I participated in a great day of service with the Robinson Springs United Methodist Church. 2016, I had a dozen raw oysters at Wenzel's Oyster House. I shared in-home communion to 3 shut-ins, and I taught Experiencing God to a discipleship group in Georgiana, Alabama. 2017, I sold Aflac by day, I had lunch at Chick-fil-A, and I led a men's discipleship group at my house that evening. 2018, I started labeling my days in 2018, and this Wednesday was called Afterglow because I was still basking in the warmth of a wonderful night of worship the day before at an event called Broken. My day ended leading the youth group at Robinson Springs United Methodist Church. 2019, Live Wire was the name of this day. I was a chaplain then at Brother Brian Mission in downtown Birmingham, and this day had a raw spirit current flowing through it. 2020, blue skies, a walk at the park, and dinner at Zaxby's just as the world was shutting down. 2021, I preached the blessing of brokenness at First Baptist Church, Hope Hall, Alabama. Here's a clip from that day.
We have so succumbed to the successes of our culture that we look at the cross of discipleship. We look at the cross where Jesus died for us and we exclaim, maybe not with our lips, but with our attitudes, with our spirits, I will not be identified with this. I do not like this great I am. I do not like it when I cry. I do not like it when I die. I do not like it when I hurt. I do not like it in this dirt. I do not like to feel the nails. I do not want to walk through hell. I do not like the crown of thorns. I curse the day that I was born. I do not like to take a loss. I do not like it on this cross. Please search the thicket for a lamb. I do not like this great I am. That moment, I honestly believe God is like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now you're getting somewhere. Now you have tasted a little bit of the cup. Now your discipleship is running deep. For you see, when brokenness comes, not by the way of your choosing, you are going to wrestle with God. Oh, that you would find the courage to surrender to God who loves you more than you can ever imagine and say to Him, then break this completely so that your glory pours out.
This day was called the Redemptive Thread. In 2023, I wrote these words in my prayer journal. Abba Father, Jesus, Spirit Most Holy, I want to enjoy the hang with you today, all day through. It's not so much all I could learn today or how I could advance. No, it is all about who I get to hang with in this heaven of a ride. So speak, whisper, nudge, smile me through this day that you have created. God must have answered that prayer, for I labeled the day Enjoy the Hang. And it was on this day 1 year ago that I met the fathers of First Choice Women's Medical Center for the very first time. You see, I have the awesome, humbling honor to come alongside fathers who come to the center to discover whether or not their partner is pregnant, or to have an ultrasound to see their baby's heartbeat for the first time. Just an ordinary day? I think not. You see, you have never had just an ordinary day in your life. Not today, not ever. Get ready to be surprised, prayerfully and hopefully for the better. But regardless of what comes our way today, know this, Colossians 1:13-17. God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Jesus all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. Jesus was there before any of creation came into existence, and He holds it all together right up to this moment. So breathe deep. Enjoy the day set before you. Take a tip from Ferris Bueller. Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. So until next time, there you are.
We all fall down, we get banged up, but the scars show how love heals us. Don't you look back, lift your head up, shake the dust off, tell me what love's made of. I can't hear you, I can't hear you. It's a brand new day. 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 When the rain falls, when the ground shakes, when the wind blows, when your heart breaks, and the sorrow, and the laughter, and the starlight, love is ever after. I can't hear you, I can't hear you. Breath in our lungs, beat in our hearts. Lift up the music, got something to say. It's a brand new day. There's a storm, but you're not going.